Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. A wind chill advisory is continuing until 10 this morning. It'll be turning sunny with a high maybe near 10 degrees today. Kenosha at this hour is minus 3. That is the actual temperature. In Burlington, it is 5 below. In Milwaukee, 0. And in Racine, it is 1 degree below 0. A City of Racine DPW worker was pinned up against his truck yesterday by a speeding car. This happened along Washington Avenue near Indiana Street. It was east of Ohio. That worker died from his injuries. Mayor John Dickert announcing the death of Mark Gates, who said he was a highly respected, dedicated employee, also a deeply faithful, caring pastor, and he will be missed by all who knew him. Gates was the pastor of Christ Chapel Missionary Baptist Church on Park Avenue. He was collecting recyclables at the time that witnesses said the speeding westbound car, after weaving across both lanes, hit Gates and then the city truck.
To see this kind of a tragedy happen, it just reminds us how precious life is. But again, I go back to what I said in the press statement. Slow down. I can't tell you how many times every morning I drive down Washington Avenue, and every morning, just before you get to West Racine, with the flashing school lights going on, I have people passing me at 50 miles an hour through a school zone.
The driver of the offending car expected to face homicide-related charges. The crash closing Washington Avenue between Oregon and Indiana streets for several hours. Racine police and the state patrol doing the investigative work. A resolution that calls for a referendum on the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center will go to the full Racine County Board next week with a no recommendation from the county board's executive committee. Supervisors schedule a vote Tuesday night on the sale of the county's nursing home to Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million. Supervisor Janet Bernberg said there have been a lot of times over the past year when a referendum might have been appropriate.
I think it's a time that we, as an elected body, make the decision on our own without going to referendum. Our names are on the ballot to make a decision for you, and you elected us.
Supervisor Bob Miller, who pushed the resolution on the referendum, urged his colleagues not to be tone deaf to the concerns of their constituents and said it is never too late to correct a mistake. 9-1 was the committee vote to send the resolution to the county board. Burlington High School placed in a lock and hold status for a time yesterday afternoon. A threat was discovered in the boys' bathroom. An email went out to parents, school officials, made aware of that threat, they say, through social media. During the investigation, the school was placed under the lock and hold status. It was determined, however, that that threat had no credibility. A previously convicted and registered Kenosha County sex offender will likely be going back behind bars in February when Christopher Young is sentenced on his plea agreement convictions to 4 counts of subjecting a child to sexual content. 32-year-old Young, originally facing 17 felony charges for sending pornographic and sexually explicit selfies on Facebook to a couple of 15-year-old boys he befriended. Young's probation agent discovering the cell phone activity during a scheduled visit that is in violation of the rules. And the deaths of 4 inmates in 6 months in the Milwaukee County Jail, as several Democratic state lawmakers from that area calling for the resignation of Sheriff David Clark. Senator Chris Larson, along with Representative Jonathan Brostoff and Christine Sinicki, they want Clark to step down or be removed from office. In their statement, they called the deaths tragic and preventable and directly related to Clark's lack of supervision in his department. The lawmakers have also taken note that no disciplinary action has been taken. The placement of signs at Racine's North Beach and in different city parks where ticks can be a problem for the public, getting some consideration by the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Board. Park and Rec Department Manager Tom Molbeck supporting the concept of informing people, but he says more details are needed along with some plans versus just putting up a bunch of signs about ticks.
I'd rather see a push on education with the thought of a science coming in after, because we have no idea where to put these. What's considered a popular park? What's considered a highly infected area? I mean, who knows where they are? I guess I'm trying to be proactive in the education part, but let's make sure what sign we're going to put up. I know you're ready to talk. What kind of sign is it that we want to do?
County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprelli and Becker, who is on the Park and Rec Board, said that it's a very serious issue that needs the public's attention, especially when you got parents and their kids who are taking school field trips.
It's not rocket science how to figure out where to place them. Yes, we have a lot of parks. We're not going to go put them at East Park in front of Gateway's lawn. You know, we're going to put them in places where the boat launch is now at Island Park. We're going to put in where people actually trudge through the areas where ticks are. If you don't know where, let's put a team together.
Alderman Jason Meekma recommended specifics of a action plan to be created, including location of sign placement. Park and Rec Board supported that move. There'll be a report back to the group after the holidays. A hit-and-run accident on Sheridan Road in Mount Pleasant back in September results in charges against a Racine man. 24-year-old Avery Mayweather in court to face the allegation of hit-and-run causing great bodily harm. It was just before 5 a.m. September the 20th, Mount Pleasant police called to Highway 32 just north of KR two people they thought they'd been shot. The investigation revealed that one of the victims had been struck by a car hitting the windshield, the other injured by flying debris. Both men said to have been intoxicated at the time. Police traced the vehicle to a backyard in Summers. Found out it was registered to someone nearly 100 years old, but that Mayweather had used it. During an interview with investigators, Mayweather allegedly admitted hitting something but did not see anything when he looked in the rearview mirror. Mayweather will be back in court on December the 28th. Calling the projected shortfall of transportation funding a phony crisis, State Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha County says there's money available in the state budget to fund road projects. He was on WRJN's Community Conversation. Says the solution is simple. Suspend the manufacturing and agricultural tax credit and transfer that money into the transportation budget.
It was slipped into the 2011-13 budget in the dead of the night without a public hearing, I might add. And if we simply suspend that for 2 years, we would have $600 million to use on roads in the state of Wisconsin.
Wirch adding there's no evidence the tax credit has even created any jobs. Says the cost of it is ballooned out of proportion, and that money would go a long way toward reducing the projected $1 billion state transportation deficit. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. Check them out any time of the day or night. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.